It was a sunny Friday afternoon when Sally Sears stood to address the nearly 40 people gathered at the corner of Church Street and Federal Avenue. Sears stood beside the new bike hub, beneath a sign that read, Randy Worth Bike Shelter, memorializing Worth as a conservationist and roast master. The crowd sipped Cafe Ibis coffee and ate cookies to celebrate the product of months of collaboration among Sears, Logan City Public Works, and Bear Welding. Sears, who was married to Worth, shared the same message the two of them had shared as part of the cycling community in Cache Valley. Be safe and be seen.
It's extremely important to be seen by cars and other motor vehicles. You know, you kind of lose sight of the fact you're looking at cars, and sometimes you don't see people and you don't see bikes. And so we're trying very hard to, you know, do the things that we need to do to be safe and be seen.
3 years ago, Worth was killed by a drunk driver while riding his motorcycle in Millville. Named in his honor, the new bike hub includes an air pump and a bicycle repair station. Designed and built by Bear Welding of Providence, the covered structure can accommodate 10 bicycles, meant to support those who bicycle in Cache Valley year-round. Sears said that she and her late husband cycled in Cache Valley at least 10 months out of the year. She said it was one of their favorite things to do together. And while they'd cycled throughout the Intermountain West, Cache Valley was their favorite place.
The fact that Logan City and our community is so willing to honor Randy and his memory with the bike shelter, and to have it be where everyone in the community can use it, is so important.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Catherine Taylor.